Climate change was a key subject of discussion at the recent World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Experts speaking at a session on environmental risks at the forum expressed concern around insufficient urgency in meeting the goals of the Paris Agreement. Let's take a listen to this conversation with Deka Hofmeyer with Ondile Khalipa.
We have published various regulations, one of which is our greenhouse gas reporting regulations, which requires specific industries to report on their greenhouse gases. And then there's another set of regulations called the Pollution Prevention Plan regulations, which require specific industries that are significant emitters of greenhouse gases, such as gas and coal-based industries, iron and steel, pulp and paper. These all need to submit pollution prevention plans under the regulations in order to ensure that we meet our international law obligations by reducing individual emissions. Then another thing that we're introducing is carbon tax, although this has been a very long time coming and it's not clear when it will be implemented. When it is, it will be necessary for people to pay for carbon which is emitted.
Yes, I understand with regards to, as you're saying, meeting the international agreements. But now, what about the local situations where some of these corporates are operating? Do they adhere to the norms of operations with regards to submitting their emissions?
Well, some of it's fairly new, so it's early days yet to see what the level of compliance is. But certainly corporates are taking this very seriously and are complying with their legal requirements. But there are also some other reasons why corporate South Africa needs to drive this process. I mean, aside from the legal requirements, we need to recognize that aside from Eskom, the largest emitters are in the private sector. And for their own sustainability going into the future, they need to be proactive about how they manage their climate change threats and opportunities. So it's not just a question of legal compliance, but about survival for many entities where climate change will have a material impact on their business.
So are we looking forward to corporate South Africa going towards renewable energies in their operations?
Well, I think that's one of the issues. They need to identify the threats to their business, one of which is their energy source, and they need to start diversifying them. They also need to look at their water requirements and how they can use less water and reuse the water that they've got. But they also can look at opportunities that climate change might prevent, where possibly there are business opportunities that there weren't before as a result of changed climate situations.
Why is it imperative for corporate South Africa, so to say, to be a key driver of climate change mandates?
It's partly because it's the largest emitter aside from Eskom. Collectively, the largest emitters are in the private sector, except for Eskom. And also because they need to ensure their own sustainability. And if they don't take account of the potential threats and opportunities, they're going to find particularly where they are reliant on infrastructure that has a long life, for example, a mine.
That was Terry Winston-Lee, director at the National Head of the Environment Practice, Cliff Decker-Hofmeyer, talking to Wandile Khalipa.